Hello, I'm Mayor Phil Good with your weekly update. The City of Prescott, in cooperation with Territory Holdings, will host a public open house to unveil the proposed mixed-use development on the site of the old Prescott City Hall. The open house will take place on Thursday, April 25th, from 4 to 6 p.m. inside the old City Hall, located at 201 South Cortez Street. This will be an open format where citizens can walk through, view renderings and information boards, and ask questions of the staff and the representatives of Territory Holdings. The project, entitled The Assembly at Old City Hall, is scheduled to go before the Prescott Preservation Commission for a study session on Friday, May 10th at 9 a.m. in the new City Hall Council Chambers. Work continues on Willow Creek Road. This week, we begin pavement repair work along Willow Creek Road from Pioneer Parkway to Commerce Drive. The project includes removing and replacing the asphalt pavement along the southbound curbside lane of Willow Creek Road between Pioneer Parkway and Commerce Drive. This project is highly weather dependent, and the schedule may change in the event of inclement weather. Once complete, the improvements will extend pavement life and significantly improve the road quality for Prescott motorists. If possible, please avoid Willow Creek Road using alternative routes. If you must drive along Willow Creek Road, I recommend that you plan extra time to reach your destination. Don't forget that the 90-day public appeal period for the updated flood maps is currently open, but it will end in the beginning of July. Property owners are encouraged to look up their property to see if it is in the remapped area, and if so, how it is affected. Changes in the flood risk can mean changes in building and flood insurance requirements. See more information at the link below. The City of Prescott is undertaking its annual surface water recharge from Watson and Willow Lakes. What this means is that starting April 1st, surface water is moved from the lakes and transported to the recharge basins at the Airport Water Reclamation Facility for recharge back into the ground and ultimately the aquifer below. Recharge started at Willow Lake because of impending sewer main upgrades along the Willow Lake corridor. The lake water level will be reduced to approximately 9.5 feet below the spillway, which is well below normal conditions. This allows areas around the lake to dry in anticipation of sewer work in the area beginning in August of 2024. Once Willow Lake reaches this level, water recharge efforts will cease at Willow Lake and move to Watson Lake. Watson Lake water level currently is 1.5 feet below the spillway. Once recharge begins, it will continue until the lake water level is approximately 3 feet below the spillway. Upon reaching this goal, recharge will cease for both lakes until monsoon moisture arrives later this summer. The water levels at Upper and Lower Goldwater Lakes will be lowered to the summer recreation level of 3 feet below the spillway. The Goldwater release flows currently feed into Granite Creek and from there into Watson Lake. Once all the lakes reach these target levels, the city will reevaluate the surface water supply and either continue surface water recharge or stop for the season. The city may legally recharge surface water until November 30th. The city endeavors to balance the needs of surface water recharge, lake health, and recreational uses. On Tuesday, May 7th, we're pleased to host a roadshow for the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality titled What Happens After We Flush? How Wastewater Treatment Works. This presentation explores water's journey from flush to treatment and how protections for the environment and the health of our community are managed. This event is open to the community and all ages. It takes place at the Prescott Public Library in the Founders Suite at 4:15 p.m. Council will meet in executive session tomorrow starting at 10 a.m. to discuss lease issues with the National Bank of Arizona, our tenant here in the City Hall building. During the 1 p.m. study session, Council will hear a presentation and discussion regarding the Big Chino Water Ranch Pipeline cost update and evaluation. We will also learn about potential city land development code updates, along with city ordinances revisions. Finally, during the voting meeting, which starts at 3 p.m., Council will consider a possible recycling agreement with the City of Phoenix for receiving and processing recyclable materials. We will also vote on two separate road projects. All agendas and packets may be located at the link below. Meetings this week include the Tourism Advisory Committee beginning at 10:30 a.m. on Wednesday, April 24th. Also on Wednesday, the General Plan Review Committee will meet at 2 p.m. Both meetings will be on Wednesday in the Council Chambers. The Planning and Zoning Commission meeting takes place on Thursday, April 25th at 9 a.m. here in our City Council Chambers. Budget workshops are scheduled to begin next month in May. The City of Prescott's free brush and vegetation debris drop-off event for its residential trash customers is underway and will continue for only the next two Saturdays until May 4th. From 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the City of Prescott Transfer Station. Proof of City of Prescott residency is required. Please do not bag the brush or vegetation debris and do not include other trash. Remember to cover and contain all loads while transporting. The Whiskey Off-Road Bike Race takes place this weekend, April 26th through April 28th in Prescott. There will be thousands of bicyclists and many street closures during this event. The Whiskey Off-Road has rides for all ages and skill levels, live concerts on the square, and is one of the premier tourist events in Prescott. I want to offer a warm welcome to all. Please watch our website and social media channels for further information. Lastly, we've experienced several vehicle and pedestrian fatalities in the past few weeks on our city's roadways and neighborhood streets. Although our police officers are concentrating on more traffic enforcement, and the city is investing in more technology to move vehicles safely and efficiently, please, please slow down, obey traffic signals, be observant of pedestrians and bicyclists, and let's all enjoy a safe and pleasant summer. I'm Mayor Phil Good, and I'll update you again next week. Thanks for watching.